You need friends, not discos.
Archie, tell him Tex got a job for him out in California, picking up prunes, squeezing all out of olives. Oh dear, Okie, if you see Archie, tell him Tex got a job for him out in California, raking up gold, playing fiddle in the Follies. Now he'll be lucky if he finds a place to live, but there's orange juice fountains flowing for those kids of his. Oh dear, Okie, if you see Archie, tell him Tex got a job for him out in California, digging all wells. All he needs is a shovel. For him out in California, selling used cars, just a-waiting for the suckers. Oh, dear, Okie, if you see Archie, tell him Tex got a job for him out in California, working in a bank. All he needs is some money. Now he'll be lucky if he finds a place to live. But there's orange juice fountains flowing for those kids of his. If you see Archie, tell him Tex got a job for him out in California, picking up prunes, squeezing all out of olives.
Hey folks, this is Bobby Bear, and I'd like to put in a little farewell message to all the fatheads out there in Garlicville.
She gotta have a job. I'm not trying to be no pimp. I just don't intend to work too hard. I want her to buy the groceries. She gotta pay the rent. She gotta fill up my car every day. Give an account for every dime she spends. I made up my mind. If this is the way life has gotta be, I'm gonna do the same thing. The same thing they've been doing to me. She gotta make me think she loves me by staying in a place and sleep in another room so she won't be snowing in my face. And when I ask her for some money to go out on the town, I want you to hand it to me smiling, and don't you act no clown. I made up my mind, baby, if this is the way life has gotta be, yes, I'm gonna do the same thing, the same thing they've been doing to me. Some money to go out on the town. I want you to hand it to me smiling, and don't you be no clown. Now that might sound cold to you, baby. You might think I'm unfair, but I've been hurt so many times till I really don't care. But I made up my mind, baby. If this is the way life has gotta be, I'm gonna do the same thing you've been doing to me.
Mighty fine getting right today or tonight or anytime. Michael Doucet with awesome, awesome two steps and Cajun music for Gilroy. We heard from B.B. King and they're gonna do what they do to me for San Jose. And we heard from Doyle O'Dell, Dear Archie, San Jose. Wanted to hear that. On KFAT, one last thing here. Got a lot of requests for this today, so I'm gonna break down and play it for San Jose, for Santa Cruz, and for Oakland. Here's Mustard Pie on KFAT.
Went down and got a job with the rural electrification in the Navajo Indian Reservation. Running electric power lines into all the Navajo outhouses. Was one of the first people to wire ahead for a reservation. Finally, I'll tell you about the worst job I ever had in my life. Worst job I ever had in my life was working for the Santa Fe? Yeah, it was the Santa Fe Railroad, south of Las Vegas, Nevada. Yeah, that's the old Mormon Muddy Mission, you see. It's way out in what the Navajos call the boonies. Out in the desert. Now, the job was Gandhi dancing. Now, Gandhi dancing used to be in the old days. Gandhi dancing was when the Irish were building the railroad. Of course, the first transcontinental railroad was built by Irish laborers. And they used these long-handled shovels called Irish banjos that were made by the Gandhi Shovel Company of Chicago. Now, the Irish laborer would take the wide end of the shovel when he could find it, And he would jam it in under a rail or a tie, and he would climb out on the long handle, do a little jig step out there, and that would lever the tie up or the rail up, and you push gravel in underneath it and tamp it down, and that levels the roadbed. See, that's what Gandy dancing is. Leveling the roadbed so the damn train doesn't fall off as it goes by, which is just a big drag for everybody. Now, they don't do Gandy dancing the normal way anymore, see, like they did in the old days. Nowadays, they run three cars out on the line. They run a box car out there that's a bunk car. You sleep in it. Got bunks in there 18 inches apart. And then you got a tool car with your tamping irons and your tongs and your double jack hammers and spikes and all of that equipment, see, to do the job. And then you got a cook car. I mean, there's no restaurants anyplace around, so you got a cook car. Pots and pans and a coal or wood-burning stove and a long table down the middle to eat at. Only thing they don't hire is a cook. That's because they're cheap. Saves them money. The rule is that in that crew, they're supposed to pick among their own members who's going to be the cook. Now, they don't try to do it sensibly, like draw lots or decide who the best cook is. What they do is they wait and find out who bitches and whines and pisses and moans the most about the cooking. And they say, all right, wise guy, you think you can do better, you get to be the cook. Well, that was me, see. Old alligator mouth. The new man on the crew, and that was the worst food I'd ever had. I mean, it was dog bottom pie and pheasant sweat. Otter water comes out of an otter. It's a terrible, terrible stuff. Some people might think it's a delicacy, but I thought it was garp. So I complained, and they said, all right, wise guy, you get to be the cook. That made me mad, because I didn't want to cook. But I knew if anybody complained about my cooking, that they were going to have to cook. Armed with that knowledge, I sallied forth over the muddy river. I was walking around among the cheap grass and bunch grass there, and I looked down, and there was just a hell of a big moose turd. Biggest damn moose turd. That was a real steamer. Damn. I looked down at that meadow wafer, and I said to myself, self, I'm gonna bake up a big moose turd pie. Cause if anybody complains about my cooking, they're gonna have to cook. So I tipped that pasture pastry up on edge. I got my shit together, so to speak. And I started rolling it down toward the old cook car. Boom, boom. I got it down there and leaned it up against the side, and I climbed up in the cook car and I baked up a hell of a big pie shell. And I baked that moose turd in it as slick as you please. And I crimped the edges with my thumbs and laid strips of dough across it and garnished it with a sprig of parsley, a little paprika. It was beautiful. Poetry on a plate. And I served it for dessert, waiting for the first hint of a complaint. Well, this giant dude come in, about 5'40". I mean, he was big. Throwed himself down like a fool on the stool. Picked up his fork. Took a big bite of that moose turd pie. Well, he threw down his fork, and he let out a beller, and he yelled, my God, that's moose turd pie! It's good, though.
Yes, from the garlic capital of the world. Helps on a long moose turd very well. This is KFAT Gilroy. This past hour of commercial-free music has been brought to you by the friendly folks at San Jose Dotson. On the Fat Radio, Our Lady of the Blues.
save me from another night alone. All I can give you is my sad music, so your tears can wash your soul and you can go home. Beautiful lady, she danced by. Midnight sessions with you. Now, how so many men of life you've often been tried. You've always been true. Only you're too good a woman. Set on yourself. I'm treating yourself the way you do. All the jokers in the band. It's the new year. A lady of the blue. You won't have any use for it.
it would be so fine if somebody walks up to you and they ask you for a dime before you let them die. Over the line, give them my number. Give them my number. Tell them I'm waiting by the phone. Give them my number. Tell them I hate to be alone. Give them my number and say something kind about me, baby. You know I do the same.
Give him my number. Rick Nelson on Fat Radio. And we also heard from Russell Smith. I just watched Uncle Sherman demagnetize his brain. It's quite a sight. Hey, Sherman, do you feel any different after that?
What?
Do you feel any different after demagnetizing your brain?
What?
You bulked the race? What?
What?
Who?
Who?
Not me. Okay, 10 minutes after one. I knew it was going to happen sooner or later. And here's an instant service of trying to find songs by knowing three words in them. Something for a trucker out there, Lawrence Hammond, Trucker's Nightmare on Fat.
Them old red veins on a trucker's eyeballs, that's a roadmap of his soul. Drive a million miles, you get a case of a house, and make it feel like I'm sitting on a cactus pole. But when you've been home a week, your old lady sleeps as you're trying to downshift her. I'm in your sleep, you're rolling down that run called Trucker's Nightmare. 40 miles south of Boise, my engine's getting noisy. Got that valve to throw a rod, mean cussing whine. So I stopped at Pocatello, I called up the company fella. He says, you ain't paid your cab, son. You better get back in your cab, son, if you want to get paid at this end of the line. Them old red things on a trucker's eyeballs, that's a roadmap of his soul. Drive a million miles, get a case of a house, and make you feel like I'm sitting on a cactus pole. But when you've been home a week, your old lady sleeps cause you're trying to down. Sit your arm in your sleep, you're rolling down that run called Trucker's Nightmare. 7 hours waiting for the tow truck in a truck stop called the roadblock, where the waitress serves up something called a stew. It tastes like deep fat fried raccoon, and there's a spark plug for a spoon. I got 18 flat tires rumbling way down in my stomach grumbling by the time that diesel's finally set to cruise. I also got me a bad case of after ignition. Now at last they got me rolling. It's a day late ass, I'm hauling, popping. White eyeballing, but my eyelids get to stalling, so I stop to pick up a hippie, fool enough to hitchhike in Mississippi. Somebody gotta prop my eyeballs open wide, but he ain't much for talking, and that Sandman gets to walking, so I reach up on the dash, and oh, which one was your stash, man? And that hippie looked at me, and he said, mister, that weren't no penny, you just swallowed down inside. When he sees you, still gets a rolling. And on a downhill curve, my mind rolled out the door. I know that dotted white line's there, but I can't see it anywhere. I prayed to Scott and Jimmy Hoffa. Please, fellas, get me off of this bridge. Breaks it going right down to the bars. And that's when I kick the blankets on the floor. Them old red paint on a trucker's eyeballs. That's a roadmap of its soul. Drive a million miles, you get a case of a thousand. Make it feel like it's sitting on a cactus fall. But when you've been home a week, your old lady sweeps because it's trying to downshift her on your sleep. You're rolling down that run. You're rolling down.
Someone's gonna get hurt before you're through. Someone's gonna pay for the things you do. How many hearts must break? How many is it gonna take to satisfy you? Just to satisfy you. Another love, another fool to play your game. Another love, another fool, they're all the same.
Someone's gonna get hurt before you're through. Someone's gonna pay for the things you do. You're gonna find when it's too late, a heart just won't break. Just to satisfy you. Just to satisfy you.
You to know.
I mean that I know that I knew.
I really think you mean that.
Oh, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's great. I really do. I love it.
And now that we know what we know,
that's the way it will be. Forever and ever.
Some folks think they can sin all week if they go to church on Sunday. Tell the Lord they will repent, but to sin again on Monday. They'll find out St. Peter knows the things that they've been doing. And when they reach the pearly gates, their soul's already ruined.
There's no back door to heaven.
No,
no back door to heaven.
There's no back door to heaven.
No, you gotta go into the pearly gates.
If the devil's tempted you with promises of riches, just say no and turn your back. You're better off digging ditches.
Hallelujah.
No, the work is awful. Your hands are getting callous. When you reach that judgment day, you'll be living in the palace.
There's no back door to heaven.
No back door to heaven.
There's no back door to heaven. No, you gotta go in through the pearly gates.
If everyone could sin no more and watch their reputation, Satan would have to up him with hand in his resignation.
Hallelujah.
Will you go our evil way, a grumbling and complaining, trying to find that old back door that just ain't no explaining?
Hours, hour of reckoning with Organ Leroy at his organ again.
Hello, Bill, Bunch Street Church. Ain't we too thirsty? Like the whiskey or the cheap sweet wine? But it's a place that you can go when you're drunk, lonely and cold. Fill the cobwebs with liquor, clear your mind. Little bit old Bear Bunch Street Church has seen the best and the worst, but it's even saved a few lost souls. God, it can't quench your thirst, but it's sure been a friend to this lonesome soul of mine. Yes, it has. About it. And to the Lord, a skid row soul is worth more than a rich man's gold. And when he saves one, oh, he knows he's a millionaire. Oh, that old Bear Bunch Street Church has seen the best and it's seen the worst.
The custom-made woman blue. I tried to be the kind of woman he wanted me to be, and I tried to see life your way and say all the things you'd like me to say. Loving thoughts, gentle hands, all guaranteed to keep a hold of your man. Made to please and not to tease, it's the custom-made woman blues. Thought you wanted me to be. Is it true you want someone who knows how to think and do on her own? Lord, it's hard to realize the lessons I learned so young were nothing but lies. Made to please and not to tease, it's the custom-made woman blues. Made to please and not to tease, it's the custom-made woman blues.
Oh yes, indeed. Hazel and Alice on Fat Radio. Custom-made woman blues. Song that Alice wrote off of their Grey album, Hazel and Alice on Rounder Records. Rounder than what? I'm not sure. We heard from Jerry Lee Lewis there, the old church in Bourbon Street. And Gene Autry, There's No Back Door in Heaven. Very important words to live by on KFAT.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. Now you wear your skin like iron, and your breath's as hard as kerosene. You weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seems. She began to cry when you said goodbye and sank into your dreams. Well, Pancho was a bandit, boys. His horse was fast as polished steel. Wore his gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feel. But Pancho met his match, you know, on the deserts down in Mexico. And nobody heard his dying words. Oh, but that's the way it goes. And all the federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him hang around out of kindness, I suppose. And Lefty, he can't sing the blues all night long like he used to. The dust that Pancho bit down south ended up in Lefty's mouth. The day they laid poor Pancho low, Lefty split for Ohio, where he got the bread to go. Oh, there ain't nobody knows. And all the federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him slip away out of kindness, I suppose. Well, the poets tell how Pancho fell and left his living in a cheap hotel. The desert's quiet and Cleveland's cold, so the story ends, we're told. Pancho needs your prayers, it's true. Save a few for Lefty too. He just did what he had to do, and now he's growing old. A few gray federales say, they could have had them any day. They only let them go so wrong, out of kindness, I suppose. A few great that are all they say, they could have had them any day. They only let them go so wrong, out of kindness, I suppose.
They say that love is Labor Night. Time to get distressed. Your sugar daddy and your money man, well, ain't gonna treat you right. You better do something, baby, whether I'm alright. Oh, baby, tonight's the night.
From the Fat Radio, Baby Blue Bob. Baby Blah, Baby Blue Blies from the Stray Cats. And we heard from Robin Flower in there doing a little Temperance reel. I think I better take the advice. Together here.
Two. Three,
and sing a little song on KFAT.
You're gonna get young before you get old. Them Texas women is Texas gold. Kisses that are sweeter than cactus. No. You can find your Cinderella or your wine Goldilocks. And if you don't like love attachments, if you taste in lemon strange, then go on and spend your money, my friend, down in Old LaGrange. Better tell it to the world. You wanna get a Lone Star Girl with her
I'm Amelia. Fly me to oblivion.
Go on out and pick up Sally Trash. I kept the home fires burning just as long as I intend. It seems you're just a little bit tired of the rut that you're getting in. I'm not just gonna stand around and wait for potato. She's been squeezed and handled like an overripe tomato. She don't really like your loving, she just likes your cash. So if you don't want my sweet kind of loving, baby, go on out.
Ladies, does your husband wake up in the morning feeling lustless, listless?
Yourself, 'cause she's got something to make a man lay that money right in her hand. The very thing that makes her rich will make you poor. The very thing that makes her rich will make you poor. That's right. Well, I'll put you behind the wheel of a deuce and a quarter. Yes, I did. Had you living like a rich man's daughter. Yes, I did. I sure did. While you were like a dog. Well, the very thing that made you rich made me poor.
Two-timer, and now everybody knows.
Oh, I love the way she sings. That's Marcia Ball. It's not on an album. It's not available really anywhere except that she gave us a tape of it last time she was in town. And she, I guess, is going to have a record out someday soon. But it's a great tune, two-timer on Fat. And what else did we hear in that strange set? Oh, yes, Ry Cooder, The Very Thing That Makes You Rich Makes Me Poor. A classic from Tammy Wynette, Sally Trash. I would say that ranks right up there with the OBS, don't you? Coffee Freak Music.
First thing when I get up in the morning, I put the coffee on. And when it starts to percolate, man, it's playing my song. Although I love my wife and family, let me plainly speak. When it comes down to the nitty-gritty, coffee's first with me. Oh, I'm a freak, I'm a freak, I'm a coffee freak, and coffee freaks agree. If the ocean turns to coffee, bury us at sea. Make it strong, make it hot, forget the cup, just bring the pot. Cause man, that stuff, it hits the spot, it's a pick-me-up I need. I go driving off to work with a cup of hot Joe in my hand. Ow, spill some on my shirt and I almost hit a van. Driving and drinking can be risky, I might not arrive alive. But if I can't have my coffee, son, who wants to survive? Oh, I'm a freak, I'm a freak, I'm a coffee freak, and coffee freaks agree. If the ocean turns to coffee, bury us at sea. We'll make it strong and make it hot. We'll get that cup, just bring the pot, cause man, that stuff hits the spot. It's the pick-me-up I need. I've got an autographed poster of Mrs. Olson on the wall, and another one of Robert Young hanging in the hall. And when I do go to sleep, I dream about caffeine, and I never leave the house without my lucky coffee bean. Well, I guzzle that stuff all morning, and I guzzle all afternoon. And on my way home from work, I gotta stop for a cup or two. Then I have a few cups with dinner, and then a few after-dinner cups. And a cup again with the news at 10, and I just can't shut up.
Sweet.
Oh, I'm a freak, I'm a freak, I'm a coffee freak, and coffee freaks agree. If the ocean turns to coffee, please bury us at sea. Make it strong, make it hot, forget the cup, just bring the pot. Man, that stuff, it is the spot, it's the pick-me-up I need. Well, little woman's asleep and the kids are sacked out. Gosh, it's only 4 o'clock in the morning. Some people got no energy. Maybe I can wake the kids up and see if they want to go outside and play some ball with their old man. No, they just whine and moan. Gotta go to school, gotta go to school. Maybe I go outside and look at the stars. It's such a pretty night. Wow, look at those babies shine. Hey, that's the Big Dipper up there. Well, what do you know? It looks just like a big old cup of coffee. Coffee? Sounds good. Hey, well, you know, the paint's peeling off my house.
Nah, I don't
know. I know what I'll do. I'll go inside and get a big old hot pot of coffee and come out here and paint this sucker.
Who,
I
me?
Do it with a flashlight and be finished in time to go to work in the morning.
Well, they say it stunts
your
growth.
Give me a cup of coffee with the gut boys, you know. Of course, you don't want to drink too much coffee. You kind of got to watch those kind of things. If you drink too much, you get wired. But I'd like a little bit to give me a lift, you know, not too much, just a little bit. Everybody knows their limitations. I know just what to think. You know, I was telling my friend the other day down at the store, I said, man, you got to watch yourself. You can't do too much of this. Can't do too
much. Yeah, I agree with you. From the garlic capital of the world, this is KFAT Gilroy.
I come down from the misty mountain. I got lost on the human highway. Take my head, refreshing fountain. Take my eyes from what they've seen. Take my head and change my mind. How could people get so unkind? I come down from the crooked mansion. I went looking for the DJ's daughter. Since that day I heard it mentioned that my name is on the line.
Now my name is on the line. How could people get so unkind? I've gone down from the misty mountain. I got lost on the human highway. Refreshing fountain, take my eyes from what they've seen. Take my head and change my mind. How could people get so
what all that layers of fat help make you tougher and tougher and tougher. Carly and Carter.